was done by my son creating his own music. I went to him and I said, yo, I need something fire, and that's what he came up with. So shout out to my son. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another edition of Beyond Fear, the podcast. I am your host, Dwight Vidal. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. You could have been anywhere else and you decided to spend the next few minutes with us. And I'm very grateful for that. I wanted to start off by talking about President Obama. No, I'm not going to spend time talking about his new book, A Promised Land, which many are calling a candidate for Book of the Year. Instead, I want to talk about President Obama and his recent comment about snappy slogans that take away from the message. Aside from the fact that he used the word snappy, I think that President Obama missed a connection point. And I think that this has been written about in Twitter and other spheres on the internet. And I'm hoping to add a different perspective, a different spin on it, to kind of like think about how his comment is also connected to the work that we do in independent schools. So before I get into that, I wanted to kind of like backtrack a little bit and talk about environment. So growing up in the Bronx, you know, I always heard the phrase, you know, you are a product of your environment. And in many ways, that phrase is correct. And I also know that one thing about environment is that you can be the victim of the environment, meaning that you are constantly fighting against the environment, right? So for example, if I want to eat healthy and in my house all I have are snacks and chocolate and other delicious goodies that would add to my waistline, I am a victim of my environment because I'm constantly fighting against an environment that is counter to what I actually want. But there's also a way that we can be architects of our environment, ways in which we can create the environment that better serves our purpose. So again, thinking back to that and my decision to eat healthy, if I create a space where there's fruit and other healthy options, I can create a space, right? I can be the architect of that space that better serves my purpose. I want you to hold on to that in the back of your head for a moment as we move on. I'm a big fan of James Clear. I think his book, Atomic Habits, is one of the best books that I've read in my life and is a book that I have recommended to friends and families and people who randomly ask me for book recommendations because I think that is just so well written and applicable to virtually anyone, anywhere, and anything that they're doing. In his in a recent podcast, at least recent to me, with John Harbinger, James Clear made a point that really kind of like struck a chord with me. He talked about how the environment is actually about relationships. And if you know me, you know that I'm a big believer in relationships and connections. And my ears kind of like pointed up a little bit more, right? It piqued my interest. And he talked about the fact that, you know, what is the relationship that you have with the thing, right? And then I started to think about that President Obama comment about snappy slogans and defund the police. And I started to think, like, there's already a particular relationship between Black, Indigenous, people of color, and the police, right? And if you grew up around the time that I grew up, you know, F the Police by NWA was a popular track. And that has been a sentiment that has been shared, right? So there's already this particular relationship between police and communities of color. So he continued, James Clear continued, and he said that, you know, our set of habits are tied to that context. So going back to the police situation, right? Like there's a certain way in which people move around the police. I'll be honest with you, as a 37-year-old Black man, I to this day get nervous around police officers, right? There's just something about that particular relationship that has been cultivated over my time and just kind of like through history, right? That allows for this tense relationship that I personally have with the police. And James Clear continued, and he said, you know, to try to build new habits without shifting the environment is futile, because in many ways you are fighting against the default that's present. And that suddenly made the claim of defund the police that much more poignant to me, right? That what people are asking is, how can we shift the relationship that I have to the police system, right, to the police force, if I can't shift the environment in which it already exists? So let's defund the police so that we can actually give those funds to other systems and organizations that can better fit and serve the needs that I have. And then I started to think about, all right, cool. Like, you know, there are ways, there are comments in slogans in the educational sphere that also kind of align with defund the police. And I think about Bettina Love's comment about abolishing schools. And again, keeping this idea of environment building and archetype, being the architect of one's environment, right? It's easier to build new habits in new contexts. So if we want to build schools that are more equitable, or that spaces that where people have a deeper sense of belonging, right, we may need to shift into a new context. So that Bettina Love's comment about abolishing schools suddenly resonated with me in a different way, right? If we want to protect and center BIPOC, women, queer, less affluent voices and experiences, we need to do that in a new context. So Obama's message about snappy slogans take away from the message actually misses the point, right? The point is that folks are really talking about the connection and relationship that they have to these places and their desire to shift them and change them in ways that better serve their purpose. So as people involved in education, or as just folks who are living life, let's think about those relationships that we have to our environment and how we can better construct and create the spaces that we want that will better serve our purpose. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Beyond Fear, the podcast. Again, I'm your host, Dwight Vidal. Please like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, do something dope for yourself today.